That's good.
I don't know, officer. She was fine until I backed up to see how she was.
If I know it was him backing up, I wouldn't have stood where I did.
On the Friday before Veterans Day, the mayor of Cave Junction and some volunteers are unloading trucks full of Army surplus clothing to give away the next morning.
That's the one you need. Well, you're just stud muffin if there ever was, Homer.
This is the second stand-down breakfast Mayor Carl Jacobson has hosted. At 69, he's been mayor for 3 years.
There was nobody would run. It's a problem, and not only just to us, but in other counties, cities have that, getting people to volunteer. They want to complain, but they don't want to do something about it.
In the 70s and 80s, Cave Junction grew and thrived on the timber industry. Rough and Ready Mill provided more than 200 jobs. Federal timber payments went to social and city services, leaving residents with very low taxes. Today, Jacobson says the city is struggling and resistant to footing the bill.
The county commissioners, the previous ones, it's their fault. They should have planned better. They shouldn't have just kept spend. That it's going to be there forever.
Rough and Ready Mill closed this year. The town's median household income is under half of what it is for the state. Carol Dixon is a retired police officer.
There's nothing left out here except minimum wage, jobs, or growing pot.
Dixon lives 3 miles out of town. She's like a lot of residents, retired, artistic, relaxing with her dogs in the woods of the Illinois Valley. Cave Junction is in the mystical part of Oregon, where it doesn't rain that much. The valley has gotten national attention lately, not for its beauty, but for its lack of police patrols. The New York Times featured a vigilante group who've started patrolling with their own guns and trucks. NPR reported on a domestic violence call where the victim was told, due to understaffing, police could not respond.
We've had a number of different crimes here since we've had the drastic budget cuts.
Joel Heller is the only deputy for Cave Junction and one of two for the whole county. He says the decrease in patrols has made things go crazy.
For instance, the post office burned down. The post office has been standing for a long time. All of a sudden it burns down.
It was likely arson. State troopers now support the county law enforcement. Deputy Heller says they help, but they're sometimes too far away. The Josephine County deputy says when they first came down to help, it was like they were thrown into the lion's den. Cave Junction has 4 stoplights along the Redwood Highway. It's a winding, hilly 30-mile drive southwest of Grants Pass. At the last stoplight, a church sign reads, "Where the grass is greener, the water bill is higher." The Veterans Day stand down is nearby at the park.
Einstein, what are you doing? Where's Phil? Find Phil.
Phil and his 3-legged dog Einstein are getting breakfast. Phil. A veteran Marine, Phil calls Cave Junction a place for people in the evening of life. But
you can judge a town, I heard that, but by the animals that they have.
And the animals out here, well taken care of.
An 11-year-old Boy Scout brings Phil and Einstein biscuits and gravy, fresh from Mama's kitchen.
Everybody calls me Mama. I've got people 70 years old calling me Mama. I just like to take care of people.
Mama, or Judy Thomas, owns one of the few restaurants in town. Thomas and everyone helping this morning are volunteering their time. It's not just today. In Cave Junction, the mayor is a volunteer. Most firefighters are. Even Dee, who coordinates the town's 2 veteran transportation vans, is a volunteer.
I'm poor, and I would be poor anyway. And it seems to me that you can sit around and bitch that the government doesn't take care of the warriors, or you can take care of the warriors.
There aren't a lot of fancy houses in Cave Junction. Across from the elementary school where his grandson goes, the mayor points out a cluttered yard that needs to be picked up.
The old saying, what's one person's junk is another person's treasure. Sometimes junk is junk.
The town has problems. Meth and cocaine are common assumptions for why some residents' faces look so worn. And with the law far away, some have begun to steal. Carol Dixon, the retired police officer, started a virtual community watch last year.
You know, we live in a small town. Somebody knows who stole that tractor.
Illinois Valley Facebook pages have very active users. People chat about why there are a bunch of state patrol cars on the side of the road, or they plan photography club meetups. Dixon says her community watch page, To Catch a Thief, has discouraged some criminal activity.
I think it provided a cohesiveness a sense of community again?
No solutions have really been offered to Cave Junction besides the need to pass a public safety levy. It's hard to separate lack of law with the city's other struggles. It's all a cycle of unemployment, drug use, crime, and people trying to live on their own like they always have. Cave Junction was founded as a gateway to the Oregon Caves. With timber out, there are some new things on the horizon. The nearby medical center has plans to expand. A call center is supposed to move in. Taylor's Sausage is doing well. And tourism, from wineries to the caves to rafting, is a major draw. Local high schooler Tristan Fisk wrote an award-winning essay titled If I Were Mayor. Tristan proposed to rebuild the city's skate park. Mayor Jacobson is working on it.
We have an artist that's going to build a sculpture that's like a big stump. Some climbing and maybe some solemn courses through the trees.
Whether they decide to fund more police or not, Cave Junction is still home to more than 1,000 people. And with the Tony Hawk-funded skateboard park in the works, they certainly are not all over 65. Reporting from Cave Junction for KLCC, I'm Lucy Olson.